At 2 p.m. today, if you're watching a city council vote closely enough, you'll see who's got the power in this city. That's according to the political editor for Seattle Met magazine, Josh Feit. First, the voting part. The Seattle City Council is expected to unanimously pass an ordinance this afternoon on secure scheduling laws. It would mostly affect the way retail and food service employers schedule their workers. Employers will have to give 2 weeks advance notice of schedules. There'll be penalties for last-minute shift changes. And employers can't schedule workers to close on one night and open the next morning. Now, for the power part. Josh Feit says this vote is evidence that the Chamber of Commerce is dying in Seattle, and the power that used to lie with business owners is going somewhere else.
Not only is the chamber losing its political pull in town, we've seen that over several elections now. What you're really seeing is an ascension or ascendance of labor kind of taking control of the dialogue at City Hall.
Taking control, how so?
Well, I think what you're seeing this year, right? I mean, after the 15, which was kind of a long task force discussion.
$15 minimum wage.
$15 minimum wage, kind of the last big labor victory in Seattle. Now, you know, with very little friction, you have the mayor and traditionally some of his adversaries on the left, namely Councilmember Lisa Herbold, Councilmember Shama Sawant, you know, running with this labor-backed ordinance, and the mayor, he proposed it too. It's a kumbaya. It's going to go through unanimously today. So that's what I mean when you have something that so has such an impact and such a role in the day-to-day ability of companies to manage their business, just sailing right through the mayor and the council.
Would local unions call themselves powerful compared to business, or would they say they're finally getting a few scraps?
You know, you'd have to ask them. I'm not saying what they're getting is here is bad. This seems like a pretty good law, or it seems like a good law, giving 2 weeks advance note and getting predictability pay. You don't have to do clopenings, as they're called. But I think at some level, you have to start questioning the integrity of laws that are being written by labor, right? And
what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, this law clearly comes to us from labor, and they've been organizing on the ground for this for a while. Again, I think there's some really good things in this law, as I just walked through. But why a labor exemption? You know, that has to raise some spider senses for people.
Are you saying, Josh, that if a company is a union shop, then this new secure scheduling law won't apply to that company?
There is an exemption, and essentially the issue for unions, the issue is left to the bargaining table. Now, there is language in the legislation that says that you have to meet the standard of the legislation. So there is that protection. But again, you have to be a little nervous when those kinds of issues are left to the back and forth between the union and the company, and will there be discrepancies? And it's left up to a little chance there.
What are you looking for at the vote this afternoon?
It's not so much what I'm looking for, it's what I'm seeing. And what I see here is a town that is really doing labor's bidding.
How powerful is labor now? How should we think about the scope of influence that labor has in Seattle now?
I mean, I want to start by saying, Bill, that workers' rights are real issues, serious issues, and it's good that labor has a voice in this town and is able to move its agenda. I think where my spider senses go up is when you look at the specific law, you have to wonder about the integrity of a law that labor's pushing where labor is exempt. What that tells me is there's an agenda here behind these laws, which might be unions are trying to pass laws to make it better for companies to unionize. Now, is that necessarily bad? You know, issue to issue, but it's something that we should be nervous about.
Why are you surprised that the mayor and the council are unified on this?
Well, if you look at other issues, there is kind of a left-right divide in some ways. And really, you know, the mayor kind of ran as an establishment candidate. And I think, you know, he's running the risk after 15 and now this of alienating business a little. So it's surprising from that standpoint. It's also surprising because we've seen kind of progressive pushback right now on homelessness, right? So the council's kind of carved out a progressive position, people like Mike O'Brien, people like Lisa Herbold versus the mayor. And so here you just see this big kumbaya over this issue. I think that's a little surprising.
And what does that unity tell you about where power lies in Seattle now?
On workers' rights, I think you see a real unified city. Now, that's not a bad thing, necessarily. Just generically, I have trouble when one kind of power broker or one player has so much influence. And, you know, we will see. I don't think the city necessarily is not in sync with the city, right? We have an initiative on the ballot right now that the city council sent to voters, again, via labor, for hotel workers' rights. And I think that'll probably pass with a pretty strong showing. So again, it's not necessarily that the mayor and the council are out of sync with voters on this.
So with the influence labor has now, what do you think is labor's next accomplishment in Seattle? What's coming up?
Bill, you know, I don't know what their specific agenda item is. You know, they've ticked off some real big wins in the last couple years with paid leave, with 15, and now a secured scheduling. So, you know, I think there's going to be a focus on women's issues, equal pay, and that kind of angle from labor.
Josh Feit is politics editor at Seattle Met and editor of their local politics blog, Publicola. The Seattle City Council will vote this afternoon on the secure scheduling law.